On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a record number of people are in homeless accommodation in Ireland. A man accused of murdering Niarán McKee has had his bail conditions changed to allow him holiday in Donegal. The EU is being urged to stop playing the British government's game when it comes to the Northern Ireland Protocol. And the chair of the Green Party in Donegal says politicians cannot take their electorate for granted and the only way to effect change is to persuade people that it's needed. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin and Nuked with Colm Ferser. First in news this evening, more than 10,500 people are registered as homeless in Ireland, according to the latest figures. It's the highest figure since a previous peak in October 2019 and includes more than 3,100 children who are now living in hotels or B&Bs. However, this figure does not include rough sleepers, women in refugee centres, those in direct provision or Ukrainian refugees, only those living in emergency accommodation. Mike Allen, Director of Advocacy in Focus Ireland, says there are thousands of others who aren't counted in the official figures.
Homeless shelters are full. So local authorities are saying to people who are becoming homeless, look, you need to go back to where you were living before with your, you know, doubling up with another family or living in unsuitable accommodation or in some cases even overholding, because there is no emergency accommodation for you. If there was enough emergency accommodation, those people would be in the figures because they are homeless. They're not counted because they're living in hidden homelessness, doubled up, unsuitable accommodation.
SSE Airtricity customers will see their bills rise by €1,100 a year. Electricity bills are increasing by 35% and gas by 39%. The provider is introducing the price hike from October the 1st, which it says is necessary due to the international energy crisis caused by the war in Ukraine. Bonkers.ie Head of Communications Dara Cassidy says it's already been an extremely tough year for consumers.
The increase will add around €600 a year to the average customer's electricity bill and over €500 a year to their gas bill. SSE Electricity last increased its prices in May, and it also increased its prices three times in 2021. So when all these increases of the past 18 months or so are taken together, customers are paying over €1,000 more for their gas and €1,100 more for their electricity.
A man accused of murdering Liam McKee has had his bail conditions changed to allow him to holiday in Donegal. BBC News NI is reporting that 21-year-old Jordan Devine of Elmwood Terrace, Derry, was granted permission by a judge to travel to Bundoran for a two-day break with his partner and child. He is charged with murdering the journalist on April the 8th, 2019, and faces further charges relating to rioting on the same date. A man has been arrested following an incident near Buncrana last evening. Gardaí attended the scene and as a result the man was arrested and is currently being detained under the Mental Health Act. They say no further comment is available at this time. The EU is being urged to stop playing the British government's game when it comes to the Northern Ireland Protocol. The Border Communities Against Brexit organisation has been responding to speculation that if elected Tory leader and Prime Minister, one of Liz Truss's first actions will be to trigger Article 16. Donegal spokesperson Tom Murray says recent figures from Cooperation Ireland and the CSO clearly show that the protocol is working, and it's time the EU took a hard line on its preservation of it.
The protocol is actually delivering. Within the last year, there's been a 54% increase in trade from south to north and an increase of 38% from north to south. There are some small issues which can be resolved very easily. The British government are making those issues far greater than they are because of this identity crisis that they created for unionism and for the DUP.
One of the points being made by Liz Truss and others is that this is a tactic that will bring the EU to the negotiating table and that will force the EU to talk to us. You're effectively saying that's an utter fallacy.
That's really nonsense. And the EU is sitting at the negotiating table for 6 years. The British haven't come to the table. The British are playing a game here which the European governments actually need to stop engaging in. Because every time they've given concessions to the British government has looked for more. Now the EU actually need to stop the dance, I think. I think the EU and the Irish government, as part of the EU, need to say, actually, enough is enough. if you don't want to engage correctly on the protocol, it's time for tariffs and restrictions on British trade into Europe. And it's time for the British government to actually get what they asked for. And there's an old saying, be careful what you ask for, you might just get it. And it's time the British government got what they asked for, which is not access to the free market. And it is the financial costs of Brexit to actually come home and roost in Britain. And for the British then to say, oh God, we need to change our minds here and actually go in and negotiate these changes.
The chair of the Green Party in Donegal says politicians cannot take their electorate for granted and the only way to effect change is to persuade people that it's needed. During a discussion on today's 9 till noon show, Michael White said there are very few safe seats in Ireland and that means politicians always have to gauge local opinion and try to bring the people with them. He says that's particularly true in the case of smaller parties such as his own.
A lot of seats in Ireland are contested pretty heavily. So it's not like in America where you have Democrat and Republican constituencies that are pretty rock solid. For smaller parties like ourselves, I think there's a very strong level of trying to get a good grip on what's happening. In our particular case, we understand that a lot of people disagree with us, but we do think there's a crisis coming and we're trying to do our best. We have to engage and we have to convince other people. I mean, one of the reasons things have changed is it wasn't just because the Green Party drove it through. We managed to convince very sceptical people within the other two parties in Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil that this was important. And we do have to, same way we will engage with Sinn Féin and the other opposition parties. We have to, because we'll never have enough TDs to run things ourselves. We have to persuade people. So it is a matter of constantly trying to think. We do think we're right, but we also understand that people disagree with us.
More than 44,000 first-time applicants applied for a seat on Bus Éireann School Transportation Scheme when the government scrapped the fee earlier this year. As part of its cost of living measures, the Department of Transport waived the €500 charge, leading to 130,000 applications. However, capacity on the service hasn't been increased, meaning thousands of children who rely on the service won't get a place on a bus. Sinn Féin Transport spokesperson Deputy Darren O'Rourke says there are spots available on private routes and the government needs to look at incorporating them into the scheme.
I've had private bus contractors contacting me. The CTTC, the representative group, has contacted me. Some of their private operators have lost capacity because the private routes that they have on, people have opted for the free service now and their services are actually under threat. So there is capacity in the system. It's a matter of the minister and Bus Éireann and the department ensuring that they align the demand with the supply.
A Letterkenny councillor says as evening traffic jams once again become a commonplace occurrence in the town, there should be a comprehensive public consultation on the issue. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says frustration is bubbling over once again and maybe it's now time for the council to speak to the people who use the roads every day. Councillor McMonagall says every day on Highland Radio, on social media and on other arenas, suggestions are being made and ideas put forward. He says it's time the road section listened to those people.
Talking to people on a daily basis, people have ideas about how we could improve it. And I think it's time maybe that Donegal County Council maybe had a public consultation on this and invite people to have their say over a period of days. Businesses, taxi drivers, delivery people. And generally the people who use the town on a regular basis, and let's hear what they have to suggest.
Some suggestions that the new traffic lights on Pierce Road are contributing to the issue. We were told by the council that a few weeks after the lights were operating, the company would look at traffic patterns and make adjustments accordingly. Is what's happening at the moment suggesting maybe that that needs to be done again?
Possibly, and what's happening on the Pierce Road is that the tailbacks that normally would have been from the station roundabout back towards the community centre are now starting at the community centre and go back towards the Station House Hotel. And then on top of that now, we have unannounced works by Irish Water, very much needed in putting in the new water mains in the Old Town area, but all of that is adding to it. But the problem for us in Letterkenny is that it doesn't necessarily have to be roadworks. Even if we have a small accident on any of the main arterial route, it just seems to logjam and block up the town. So look, you often hear people, they put it forward in Highland Radio suggestions, and maybe it's time that the road section of Donegal County Council just listen to the people just to see what improvements or how, if they change the way the traffic flow or remove traffic lights, could it improve the situation that we have, because it can't keep going on like this.
A boil water notice remains in place on the Letchermack Award of Public Water Supply. Around 2,200 households on the supply are affected. Emma Ryan has more.
Irish Water are reminding people served by the Letchermack Award Public Water Supply that a boil water notice remains in place. The notice, arising out of operational difficulties at the Letchermack Award Water Treatment Plant, is in place to protect the health of approximately 2,200 customers in the Letchermack Award, Port New, Rossbeg, Clean Gort, Duhery, Mina Cross, Dewey, Glenties Road, Mahary and Foulmore areas. Following consultation with the HSE, the utility and Donegal County Council issued the boil water notice on Friday, August 12th. Work is continuing to resolve the issue in a bid to have the notice lifted as quickly as possible. In the meantime, all customers are advised to boil water before use. Seamus O'Brien, Irish Water's Asset Operation Lead, has acknowledged the impact the boil water notice is having on the community and apologised for the inconvenience to customers.
People along the coast of Donegal are being urged to apply for a share of a €3.5 million fund. €25 million has been allocated nationally to fisheries local action groups through BIM to counter the adverse economic and social consequences of Brexit. Grants for those wishing to upskill or undertake training of 50% up to a maximum of €10,000 are available to cover the cost of accredited courses. Steve McCahill, chair of Donegal Flag, says it's vital the county benefits from the full funding allocation.
Within that programme, there's one which is they will give up to £10,000 for people who are doing an accredited course. Now, that could be a one-year master's or it could be whatever. They'll give 50% of the funding up to £10,000. It's a break for people, and it's not a difficult one to get access to. It has to start in September, and it has to complete by September next year. That's a very small window to use this money. There's also another aspect of the funding, and that is for solar panels and things like that. The third one, I suppose the main one, is that it's for industrial projects. And in order to qualify, you need to have, you have to be within 7 miles of the coast, which covers a lot of Donegal, 7 miles of the course of the coast. You need to have audited accounts and you need to be within the blue economy. Now, the definition of blue economy is debatable. What does it cover? Now, part of that is coastal tourism. And for instance, this week we would have funded somebody that was putting furniture into a centre for to enhance tourism in their region. So the definition of blue economy will be defined when you talk to the people in BIM. The money has been spent within a year, and I just want to make sure Donegal gets as much of that money as they can, because we don't get a wild lot here, and when we get an opportunity, go for it. There's money there. We need to get the applications in as soon as possible. But there's a lot of opportunity there. There's funding there. Go for it. Get as much as we can into Donegal.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and the second round of the FAI Cup gets underway tonight. There's five games down for decision. Locally, there's a big game for Ulster Senior League side Bonagee United tonight. The opposition for Bonagee are SSE Artricity League Premier Division side Shelburne, who are managed by former Republic of Ireland international Damien Duff. Bonagee defeated Pike Rovers, a Limerick side, in the first round, but this will be a totally different proposition. The Bonagee manager, Jason Gibson, knows it will be a huge task, and the fact that the game is during Bonagee's close season hardly helps their cause, but he feels they have prepared well for the game and hopes it'll go their way tonight.
Well, look, as you have to believe, Dermot, like, if we didn't, we wouldn't go out at all. Like, as I say, you know, there's been shocks and cups all over wherever before, like, so we have to believe, look, we know the task, like, we know their cracking side, we know their strengths, some weaknesses, I suppose you want to call it that, and we have to go out, you know, with the right attitude, and as I say, we'll have our game plan and, you know, stick to it and see where it takes us.
Dermot Doherty and Anthony Gorman will have live updates here in Highland from the kickoff time, which is 8 o'clock. And incidentally, Bonagee have up on their Twitter site this evening that all the tickets for this evening's game have been sold out. It's a ticket-only game, so there's no point to turn up for, to pay cash at the gates. Another cup games this evening, Derry City and Cork City is the pick of the fixtures, with a kickoff at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium at 7:45. Derry boss Rory Higgins is expecting a tough game against a side who are on course for promotion from Division 1.
a massive football club, one of the biggest in the country. If we're all honest, they should be in the Premier Division. That's where they belong. The players, the stadium, the backroom team, the lot of them, they should be. It's a Premier Division club playing in the First Division, and I think they've got one hand on that trophy, and they'll come up here, probably a wee bit of pressure off away from their league, and come up here and play with a free spirit and try and knock us out. But again, we have to be ready for that.
Three other games are Wexford hosting Dundalk, Galway United, they entertain UCD, and last year's finalists, Bohemians, they take on Lucan United. Irish League Premier Division, there's three games down for decision tonight. Coleraine, they host Glenavon. Larne play Ballymena, and Portadown are up against Glentoran. While Shamrock Rovers, they'll face Belgian, Norwegian and Swedish opposition in Group F of the Conference League. They've been drawn to play Ghent, Molde and Uruguay Gardens in that competition. In the same competition, West Ham, they'll have FCSB. They'll also have Silkeborg and Anderlecht in Group A. Those games, their first of those games, will take place on September the 8th. Meanwhile, Manchester United, they'll play Real Sociedad, Sheriff and Neil Lennon's Omnia Nicosia in Group E of the Europa League. Arsenal were drawn in Group A alongside PSV Eindhoven, Bodo Glimt and FC Zurich. In some other news, Newcastle have completed the club record signing of Alexander Isak from Spanish side Real Sociedad. The Swedish striker moves to St James's Park in a deal thought to be worth up to €75 million. And West Ham have reached a verbal agreement with Lyon to sign Lucas Paqueta. It's believed the Brazilian midfielder will cost just over €60 million. And Sunderland manager Alex Neil could become the next boss of Stoke. He's been given permission to speak to the Midlands club about succeeding Michael O'Neill. In ladies football, the Republic of Ireland women's team manager Vera Pau insists they aren't getting ahead of themselves in their attempt to qualify for the World Cup. The girls in green go into next week's clash with Finland, knowing a win will secure a playoff spot in Group A. Well, the squad was named today and there's a couple of Donegal players in that squad. Kira Grant and Amber Barrett, they continue to be part of that Irish setup. In golf, Leona Maguire has confirmed she'll be in the field for next month's Women's Irish Open. The Cavan golfer will tee it up at Dromoland Castle at the end of September. It's the first time the event will be held in 10 years. And Rory McIlroy resumes his Tour Championship campaign on 7 under par this evening. He's 8 shots back from the leader and FedEx Cup points leader Scotty Scheffler. In motorsport, Formula One rivals Max Verstappen and Charles Leclerc will start this weekend's Belgian Grand Prix from the back of the grid. They're two of six drivers to be handed penalties for using too many engine parts. Lando Norris, Esteban Ocon, Valtteri Bottas and Mick Schumacher have also been penalised. Ferrari's Carlos Sainz went quickest in practice today with Leclerc second and Verstappen third. In cycling, Sam Bennett has stretched his lead in the race for the green jersey after stage 7 of the Vuelta España. He was 6th behind stage winner Jesus Herrera and crucially 3 places ahead of his nearest rival Mads Pedersen. Bennett now holds a 15-point lead over Pedersen. Remco Evenepoel keeps the overall leader's red jersey. Finally, for this evening in cricket, Ireland's women have completed a one-day series whitewash of the Netherlands. They defeated their host by 8 wickets in Amstelveen this afternoon to claim the third match of the series. That's your sport for this evening. Back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the HSE is inviting people aged 50 years and older to make appointments for their next COVID-19 booster dose. Appointments are available from today with a pop-up clinic in Buncrana and a walk-in clinic operating at the Vaccination Centre in Letterkenny also. Bernie Jameson has more.
Walk-in clinics are taking place for over 12s at the Letterkenny Vaccination Centre today from 10:30 until 5:15 this evening and tomorrow from 10:15 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. First and second doses are being offered as well as first and second boosters for those who are eligible. Meanwhile, first and second doses for children aged 5 to 11 are being offered today from 9:15 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. and again tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 6:15 p.m. In Buncrana, an appointment-only pop-up clinic will operate at the Exchange on Castle Street today and tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 5:15 p.m. Appointments can be made and more information obtained at hse.ie.
For weather now, dry for the rest of today with bright or sunny spells and light northwest breezes. Patchy rain and drizzle will develop before morning with lowest temperatures tonight of 8 to 10 degrees. And the closing headlines this evening. A man accused of murdering Lira McKee has had his bail conditions changed to allow him to holiday in Donegal. BBC News NI is reporting that 21-year-old Jordan Devine of Elmwood Terrace, Derry, was granted permission by a judge to travel to Bundoran for a two-day break with his partner and child. A man has been arrested following an incident near Buncrana last evening. Gardaí attended the scene and as a result, the man was arrested and is currently being detained under the Mental Health Act. The chair of the Green Party in Donegal says politicians cannot take their electorate for granted and the only way to effect change is to persuade people that it's needed. During a discussion earlier on the 9 till noon show, Michael White said there are very few safe seats in Ireland and that means politicians always have to gauge local opinion and try to bring the people with them. And a Letterkenny councillor says as evening traffic jams once again become a commonplace occurrence in the town, there should be a comprehensive public consultation on the issue. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says frustration is bubbling over once again and maybe it's now time for the council to speak to those who use the roads daily. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuked with Colin Ferreter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shewer Mahasa Colin Ferreter and Shotland, the Prieve Skelty. Turiskeeter go on the Gardaí and Munfestrahan, Major Ladamischa, a renew our courty Bochert in Gyalt. In Gaeltert Runanal, Kuru Pent Jarag Hyas Loganyamnahe or Horti, Mar Ago Janaden Usaj and Verla Tibustid in Gaeltert, is Fab Lianunahe a Krahadrukta Avejanta Horti Berla Sigeltert, Mar Actus Changa Lo Corleri Conde Egleru Turimi Malarhe Eren Auer, Hain and Corleor Michal McLafferty Damascha. Erbiha Yantar Ermwian Fobli, Rodakoran Brew or Akoni and Kolya Konde, Agasajra Yalin, Dirge Column, Miho Column, Megala Aspag or Kor, a Korlior Konde Gunanal, Korhi Bohart Eshu in Yeliga Wine, Marianter, Egantar, Geltakta Ella, Heart Air and Cheer. Be Creen a Fela, Clara Geliga, the Hodge Conrun Geliga, Elahar Arisht in Milena, Eg and Picnic Electra, Ta Yav Leon, the Kyol Bio Brewer Tarishave, Arden, Nahul Kholia, Fuint Hogrish Gujisha, Come My La Lahar Campola Geltakta, August Taharak Sul, Lashingelig, a car, a Creen a Fela, Arisht in Milena, Eg Creen a Fela. August the Gar Listy, the Lord Gaelic, Nabliana Fiha, August the Fiha Sada, Eshiha Emliana, August Ta She, Lord Jeg, Anyam Niha, Gar Listy, Nabliana Shah, the Gradam I Hulawine, Lord Nabliana Don Lehor Fasta, Gradam Rex Carlo, the Lord Nabliana Don Lehor Og, August Gradam, the Walriha, Lord Nabliana, the Heher Ashtriha, Gogeliga, Ohanga, Ella. A mask, na Lord Ergar Listen Nabliana, Don Gradam e Hulawan, na Bla, na Dolach, at a Falsiha eg Eve Lodge, Knusa Garskilta, Coamshire, Alta at a Yest, Lik Skilta, Criniha, or Ard Scrivener, August Fee, Aska, Karn, the Quiga, Olu. Shimmahodsha Eligolier Slan August Bannockt.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, August the 26th. The death has occurred of James McGee, 462 Imlick Villas, Carrigans, County Donegal. James will be reposing at his late residence from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from 462 Imlick Villas on Sunday morning at 10:30. Going to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnston for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of James Fullerton, Middletown, Sleadrin, Buncrana and Ellesmere Port, Merseyside, England. James's remains are en route to his sister Winnie Noon's residence at Finsview, Clunchia, Clonmany. Wake tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:45 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cockhill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. And the death has occurred of Mary Breslin, née McGarrigle, 4 Innisfree Gardens, Strabane. Mary's remains are reposing at the family home. Fiona from there tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass at 10:00 in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, with interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. Family time, please, from 11:00 tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.